Many of us spend our summer vacation time at Ocean City, but do you know the history behind this scenic beach and boardwalk? Megan Baco, Communications Director at Preservation Maryland, tells us how this go-to summer spot came to be and how her organization works to preserve its history for generations to come.
Like so many stories of the settlement and development of Maryland, Ocean City's story starts with a land grant from Lord Baltimore. Englishman Thomas Fenwick was the recipient of that land, previously used for centuries by Algonquin tribes. English settlers started to build small structures on the Barrier Island beach as early as 1839, when the town was only accessible by ferry and stagecoach. Worcester County residents and visitors from beyond began to frequent the pleasant beaches over the decades, and in 1867 the area was known as the Ladies' Resort to the Ocean. When the railroad reached the eastern shore in the late 1860s, businessman Isaac Coffin saw tourism potential and built the first beachfront cottage for paying guests. Soon there were several small boarding houses lining the beach. The announcement that rail lines would stretch across the Sinipuxent Bay to the Barrier Island prompted enterprising companies to start building seaside hotels, like the Atlantic Hotel Company that opened their first grand hotel on the 4th of July in 1875 and coined the new name of the burgeoning resort town, Ocean City. Other developers followed suit, leading to a long row of grand hotels built along the newly constructed boardwalk, like the Congress Hall Hotel, the Plimhimmon Hotel, and the Seaside Hotel. The boom would continue until a series of natural disasters halted the pace of development. First, 1889 brought a great storm, leveling cottages and washing away much of the Congress Hall Hotel. The Great Ocean City Fire in 1925 destroyed the Atlantic and the Seaside Hotel and several blocks of the original boardwalk. A major hurricane swept through in 1933, creating a new inlet to the bay and ravaging the railroad tracks that brought so many visitors to the beach. Ocean City recovered. The Army Corps of Engineers rendered the inlet permanent. Now it's a favorite spot for fishing, and Marylanders and tourists continued to crowd the beaches and boardwalk, now arriving by car. Another storm ripped through, known as the Storm of the Century, on Ash Wednesday in 1962. With its winds and waves, the storm stymied ongoing plans for a major development of coastal plots south of the boardwalk. That land is now protected as part of the Assateague State Park and the Assateague Island National Seashore. As potentially volatile and dangerous as it may be, we are drawn to the Chesapeake and the Atlantic for essential water and resources, and also for recreation and solace. Unfortunately, that means that many of our most historic locales are disproportionately at risk for natural disasters. That's why Preservation Maryland works to identify, document, and protect at-risk coastal resources, like those in the state heritage areas, and to partner with strong conservation allies like the Eastern Shore Land Conservancy. So much of the grand era of Ocean City has already been lost to nature, and by demolition, but it's within our reach to educate the millions of visitors about our shared, rich Maryland history and heritage. Preservation Maryland invites you to take a closer look at Ocean City, present and past, when you visit this summer.
Tips for exploring historic Ocean City are available on Preservation Maryland's website at preservationmaryland.org. Maryland Humanities is a statewide nonprofit that creates and supports educational experiences in the humanities that inspire all Marylanders to embrace lifelong learning, exchange ideas openly, and enrich their communities. Humanities Connection is produced by Maryland Humanities for WIPR. For Maryland Humanities, I'm Phoebe Stein.